beginning on daf mesechta sibam is that kofi rav binam beizuk in tesmat tevgin was digmar la achsh tashmim after 30 days, then mevakshim min shiachas la, then we only ask from him to do chalitza because we believe him that he already had beer. But then it's the time begin to say, wait a second. Anyways, he's divorcing us. What does he lose out of giving chalitza? Why don't we force him to permit her? Anyways, he's not going to be with her. So there's a reason why you can say, no, she must buy her bezin. He's embarrassed in court to do chalitza that she has to spit in front of him. That we can't force him. We can only request from him. After, if she made the neder after her husband's death, then it's already her fault. We only ask from him to do chalitza. We don't force him. As Tosfos of Lemon Kibbutz don't say we force him. We're shenosin etzba beishenah that he's putting his finger between her teeth. Shalai hefilah because it's his fault. Ultimately, he didn't nullify her vows. No, it's not his fault. In yochel hafar shiva, he can't do that for although she's a shemeres yavim until they have beer together. And it's really the masim even if you hold that actually he is allowed to do that for her, which is the plukti in the dorm. It's actually machlis in dorm perek naira that find dal menav a maisla it's brought perek arba'ach and previous enough chavtes on days. Alessa says that really then he holds command on Mixubis and this is a base that he knows not as permission. No, it's considered her fault, as if she put her finger between her teeth, not him, because ultimately she made it. And then again, that's what we only ask for him. We don't force him to do chalitza. Next test must begin with Gemara Kari Khan, well then we recite over here. It says in the Pasuk Lachem Lachem B'Shem Yisrael that the point of Yibam is to be able to keep the name going for his brother and the Jewish people. The high end is cut and La Barochi is not, and therefore we would say that he's not able to do Yibam. So it says, even though he's going to come to ultimately to that category when he's going to become an adult, he's going to have to father a child. It's not effective. Since he didn't have an opportune time. Just like we invalidated in Pergar, where he was born like this, he never had an opportune time that he was able to have a child. Where even though we said that that such a type of stress, could be healed in Alexandria of Egypt. But since he didn't have it, even though he's going to have, that would invalidate from being able to do Yibam. So maybe actually a cotton should not be able to do if he was a cotton at the time of Nefila. And then Mishan, the Gemara answers, then we have the Pasuk of Yibam Yibam Aleha, which, as Tais explains, and for like Domelis Vizchama, that cannot be compared to a eunuch who was born in for us Asabru Lava, where they, even though he technically could be healed, it's not such a definite thing. In contrast to a minor who's going to become to an age of maturity, that generally is like that, therefore he's included and not a Vizchama. What do we see in the pasuk that called to even a one-day-old brother would be valid for the mitzvah of Yibam? Would we see that? It doesn't say the brother of the dead person will have it. It says Yibamah har Yibam, which is any type, even that of a cotton. The pasuk says when brothers are dwelling together, which any brother, even a minor, because we exclude from these words el beg brazen in on the. And the Fizama base. If you have a brother, you have the brother of who died, that his wife, if his brother Shleib Alama was not alive at the time of the death, that if he was in the world, if he even one day, then he would be able to do Yibam. We cannot say the Miyachtab Darsh, that the Deek is from the words Yachtab, that, oh, as long as they're together, can, if that's the case, and then even the stress should be able to do Yibam for that same reason. No, Yachtab is no, he's also together. Rather, no, it's from the fact that we exclude Eishachar Shalahi Balame from this, which excludes Shalahi Balame, which would be even a day-old child. Next, there's not the Gemara Tainis Besulim. The claim that his wife did not have any virginity is for Kol Shalash Mim for 30 days after the Chuppah. Now, a filler, in the Shinister Kavar, and this, even if we saw that they already had been secluded once before, still he has up until 30 days. Which abuse him, he says, no, in this trip, they secluded, it has to be right away. Which says, doesn't mean precisely right away. The Ashlitin, he can't make the claim at Shimza Bezin until he finds a court. It means as soon as he has the opportunity for Bezin, and that's it, he wouldn't be able to have up until 30 days. And the next test, the beginning of the Nistura. Now, if they weren't secluded, then Afal Acher Kamashum, even after many years, would be that he can make this claim of Besulim. Claim, in other words, because in the Yodin Shinistura, we don't know that they were secluded. And, you know, although they came to chuppah, he could still make a claim that they never had bia and he's making times b'sul. Now, but Remeis really, Remeis holds the lemuki in the shanafshus lo yisos b'yivavilas mitzvah. He says, no, it can't be after many years, even if they didn't, if according to don't know that they were secluded, because a person would not hold himself back not to be secluded and then do the bia mitzvah. So therefore, he disagrees on this part. Or you know, another person says, lo yinister, no, actually, it doesn't mean that we don't know. Actually, shani yoid mevadish lo yinister, that we know that they were not secluded. And then you're right, then in this part of the halacha, Remei would not disagree, and he would agree that, of course, he would still be able to have Tainas Besulim.